This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Supreme Court Friday took the dramatic step of overturning the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision that protected abortion rights, the ruling that legalized it nationwide. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll try to preserve access to abortion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the court did what it's never done before, expressly stripping a constitutional right, and it cannot be allowed to have the last word.
This is not over.
Urging voters to elect more Democrats who will turn Roe's protections into federal law, while he calls it a sad day.
Americans celebrate this historic victory.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans rejoiced, saying it's the culmination of a nearly half-century push against Roe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sees it differently.
It's a slap in the face to women.
And joined the president in urging voters to put abortion on the midterm ballot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration remains committed to reproductive rights globally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday, hours after the country's Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion in the U.S. He said in a statement that his agency will do everything to ensure that all its employees have access to such services. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers sent President Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill Congress has passed in decades.
On this vote, the yeas are 234, the nays are 193. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. The motion is adopted.
The bill that passed the House Friday is a measured compromise that at once illustrates progress